It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 24th, 2015. On this date in 1888, Louisville, Kentucky became the first government in the United States to adopt the Australian or secret ballot for its elections. Today, we take the secret ballot for granted, but in the 18th and 19th centuries, voting was an open process, completely lacking any sort of political privacy. An obvious weakness to this method of voting was that it led to attempts to influence the voter by intimidation and potential vote buying. Although these practices were widespread, Kentucky was especially known for all kinds of election day shenanigans, from loud partisan arguing and drunken roughhousing to bloody brawls at polling places that often left some of the combatants dead. Vote buying was so commonplace that it was openly acknowledged that in an ordinary contest, a man's vote might be worth a mere $2, while in a tight race and late in the day, the price might jump to 50. Australia had adopted secret ballot voting in 1856, and in the United States, the practice became known as the Australian ballot. It had four main features: an official ballot printed at public expense, on which the names of candidates of all parties and all proposals appeared, the ballots being distributed only at official polling places and being marked in secret. Although Louisville was the first city to use the secret ballot, Kentucky was the last state to abandon the old practice of the oral ballot in contests in 1891. The first president of the United States elected completely under the secret ballot system was Grover Cleveland in 1892. It is interesting to note that vote buying continued virtually unimpeded, and the first criminal prohibitions against paying people to vote were not instituted until 1925. And one state, West Virginia, still permits voters to cast open ballots under some circumstances. The chief architect of the secret ballot bill that led to confidential voting in Louisville in 1888 was Arthur Maxwell Wallace, a young state representative who had also served on the committee to investigate charges of political corruption in Rowan County, Kentucky, during its infamous feud a few years earlier. Despite Wallace's association with honest voting and fair elections, he remained a key figure in Louisville's entrenched corrupt political machine led by John Wallen. During the 1899 Democratic Party primary, a raid on the headquarters of the so-called Honest Election League revealed tables full of stacks of money set aside to buy votes, and the man who was in charge of doling out the cash was none other than Arthur Wallace himself, the author of Louisville's Australian ballot bill just 11 years earlier. Wallace became a judge, but he also remained a close ally of the Wallen family, and when Jim Wallen succeeded his brother John as the city's political boss, Arthur Wallace not only remained loyal, but served as a pallbearer when Jim died in 1930. Arthur Wallace would survive until 1938, outliving his wife Margaret by 3 years. To learn more about Arthur Wallace and his role in Kentucky's turbulent election history, read Deliver the Vote, A History of Election Fraud, An American Political Tradition by Tracy Campbell, published by Carolyn Graff in New York, 2005. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 24th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.